With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap. The first one of 2019. That'd be for Wednesday, January 2nd, kind of messed up work week because of the holidays.
Yeah, it's super confusing, but I think we'll eventually get back into it.
Yeah, this was kind of a little depressing news. If you really think about it, we've had Thanksgiving, then we had Christmas, and then we have New Year's. And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to have another three-day weekend with Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Mm-hmm. But then after that, it's like this dry spell of going to work nonstop until to Memorial Day.
Yeah, you know, it's it's not something I really want to think about.
So. Sorry. Well, okay. Let's talk about things that we did want to talk about. Now, I love the movie Dumb and Dumber. It's not Oscar winning material. It's just one of those stupid movies that just makes you laugh.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. And there's actually the Curtis Hotel in Colorado is kind of playing off of the Dumb and Dumber storyline. If you remember the movie, or if you didn't, I'll tell you what it is. It's these two characters named Lloyd and Harry that are not too bright, but they're trying to return a briefcase that is left, and they end up ending in Aspen, Colorado. And, if you've ever been to Aspen, I don't think I make enough money at all to even drive through Aspen.
Yeah.
It's a little hoity-toity area. But anyway, so there is this hotel. It's called the Curtis Hotel. They actually offered the Harry and Lloyd weekend getaway trip.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome. I think it's worth like $10,000 when you add it all up for two people. But they give you basically the full-blown Dumb and Dumber experience.
Right. Now, if you've seen Dumb and Dumber, this is going to make total sense for you. But in essence, the package includes two-night stay at the Curtis Hotel, private jet transportation from Denver to Aspen, where the waters flow like the... obnoxious. You can get those obnoxious tuxedos that they wear, the orange and blue ones.
Mm-hmm.
You get that as well. You get a 12-pack of beer from the Aspen Beer Company. You get $200 to spend on travel spa services. You get a three-hour moped rental because, you know, they did get to Aspen on a moped.
Yeah.
Pretty cool little thing, I think.
And, you know, you and I were talking about it, but just in December, I went on vacation to Estes Park, Colorado, where the Stanley Hotel is. And that's actually where they filmed the movie. And that's only an hour away from the Curtis Hotel. So if you wanted to make a little day trip of it, you could have the full Dumb and Dumber experience and then even go see where it was filmed while you're out there.
Absolutely. All the information's at our website for you to take advantage of that. So the New Year's resolutions, they say after 12 days, January 12th, that's pretty much when most resolutions are over. We dropped the F-bomb and we've moved on to something
else.
2 weeks
of motivation and then you're like, screw this.
Forget it. So there's an app here that could actually help you out. It's kind of basic and it's free, but it will help you. It's called Tally, T-A-L-L-Y, and it allows you to track literally anything that you want with a simple, easy-to-use interface. You specify what you want to track, how often you want your tally to reset, and whether or not you want to get a set a target for it. So let's say you want to quit smoking, or perhaps make sure that you're getting your 8 glasses of water in each day. You can put that the information in there, and then you can manually put in if you did it or not, and it allows you to kind of keep a track of it. So a little cumbersome, but hey, it's a free app, so it is what it is.
Well, and I think a lot of times it just comes with holding yourself accountable. Like I use the MyFitnessPal weight loss app too, and you know, it's not hard to take a second to just input the data, but then once you're doing it, you're holding yourself accountable, and then suddenly the routine itself becomes easier.
Yeah, the main thing is that if you really want to change, you will do it. And here's what I've learned, because I smoked, and I've had a lot of bad habits in my life that have been hard to break. But here's the thing, though, Janie. Just because it works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
Seriously, that's so true.
And you know, you're going to ask 20 people have their advice, you're going to get 20 different answers. But you know, you just have to find something that works for you. So hey, before you knock it, try the app, and if it works, great. And if it doesn't, well, then that's something that you've tried and just doesn't quite work. So this was kind of a mind-blowing thing for me, because I always thought I was a really good driver. Because I would always have my hands at 10 and 2. In fact, my steering wheel has, like, I guess, extra padding at the 10 and 2 position. So it makes it a little easier to hang on to.
Yeah, like to encourage you to, yeah, definitely.
Right. Come to find out, no, shouldn't be holding the steering wheel there at all, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They say because of airbags, it's actually kind of a dangerous position. You can actually damage your hands if the airbag goes off. It's there to protect your head and neck, but your hands get kind of in the way. So you can only imagine what it can do, anything from breaking bones to burning yourself to even causing some amputation. But all they say is instead of your left hand being at the 10 o'clock position on the steering wheel, move it down to the 9 o'clock position. Your right hand, instead of the 2, move it to the 3.
Well, and that makes sense because I think if you think about it, like, this sounds silly, but if you were to embrace someone, like, in a hug, you wrap your arms around and your elbows bend a little more naturally that way, too. So I feel like you wouldn't be inclined to completely snap it in the wrong direction if the airbag were to go off.
Absolutely. And they actually say that this not only is it safer, but it's more economically correct, so it should give you a little bit better control of the car and a little bit more comfort. So at least give that a shot. It's not putting your left hand in the 12 o'clock position and leaning over on your phone. I can tell you that.
Or using your knee or your chin to drive.
Hey, man, there was a time in my life when I was younger, I had a manual car, and again, I was smoking. So I was smoking, eating a taco, and turning all at the same time.
I've been there. Don't recommend it.
No. Very scary, but if anyone's ever driven a standard stick shift,
Oh, gosh, you were driving stick, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, pass.
It's really, really tough. So when does a cough become a concern? Look, we cough all the time. It's our body's natural defense to get stuff out of our lungs, but and keep viruses and bacteria out. But when does a cough become serious enough for you to have a big concern?
I was going to say when people become annoying. Like, hey, it's becoming incessant. Go to the doctor.
Yeah, really. So they say, coughing can be caused by anything that isn't really necessarily an illness. It could be a postnasal drip. It could be allergies. It could be acid reflux. It could even be some medications. They say, in essence, if you've been coughing and hacking for several weeks with no improvement, it really is time to go to see a doctor, especially if you're coughing up something that doesn't look good, if you're wheezing, having trouble breathing, choking, or have a fever higher than 100 degrees. Most overused word of 2018, this is according to the Lake Superior State University's 46th annual list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. We have three, the trifecta of words that we're tired of hearing, collusion, wheelhouse, and in the books.
Yeah, I don't know that I've really paid attention to those words, but some of them have either obnoxious tendencies or negative connotations, I guess.
It's buzzword bingo at a conference call, Janie. Wheelhouse, in the books, in the raps, synergy, all that nonsense.
Yeah, definitely that.
They did. This was an online poll of about 3,000 people, and they just asked them, what is the words? Not saying necessarily you hate them, you're just tired of hearing them, you're burnt on them. Collusion, wheelhouse, and in the books all were in there. And they were quick to point out that it's not just collusion being a politically charged word, because there's other politically charged words that are annoying. The OTUSes, POTUS, SOTUS,
true.
FLOTUS, any acronym type thing, please give it a rest. They will cause people to roll their eyes. Here's some other words. Wrap my head around it, another buzzword bingo for a conference call. Grapple, optics, askew, thought leader. How many times have you heard that one? Platform ghosting, litigate, crusty, legally drunk,
crusty.
And yeet.
Yeah, yeet. I had a hard time during the show on this one because I'm like, I feel like I should know what that is because I try to be hip and with the program. But you said it's like a dance move or something.
It means many things, but may refer to the name of a dance. It could be a taunt. It could be an excited acknowledgement or throwing something.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm okay not knowing.
That cleared
it
up.
That's why it's on the list of overused words.
Really, for sure. And then finally today, we talked about the Dry January Challenge. And this is actually a pretty good one here because I will be honest with you. I love coming home to a nice glass of wine to relax a little bit, kind of loosen up and chit-chat a little. But, you know, one glass leads to two leads to three. Sometimes it gets a little out of hand, and especially with all the holiday parties that you have. Now maybe it's the time to dry out in the month of January. And there's a study that says not only is it good for your take a break from alcohol, it's good for your skin, for your sleep, saves you money, and it helps you lose weight. But they also say the benefits go on way onto the year, even after you resume drinking. So if they say out of 2,800 college students over the last 2 years, they've been having them do this dry January challenge. Mm-hmm. And what they found is when they got back into February out of the drinking, they said that not only did people drink less, they drink less throughout the week, but the amount of drinking is actually down by as much as two servings.
It's probably because they get used to feeling a little bit better. They start to realize, because like when you drink regularly, you get a little bit more, you know, immune to it.
Yeah, you get a tolerance for it.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. But, you know, once you get off it for a while, you actually realize, hey, you know what? I feel decent and I don't really need it. So
absolutely. And they said beyond consuming less alcohol, 82% of the participants said it caused them to think more deeply about their relationships with alcohol. Yeah. 80% said they felt more in control of their drinking, and 71% said, hey, you know what? I don't even need to drink to even have a good time. I can have a good time without alcohol. So they say here that over half of them reported losing weight. So if that's a big issue, quit the drinking because you don't realize how many calories are in a glass of wine, unfortunately.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So
I just don't count that in my FitnessPal app. I leave the wine off.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, because I can't deal with the... I don't want to feel guilty.
So if you want to find out more about that and anything we talked about in the show, of course, it's at our website, ktk985.com. And that, Janie...
Yep.
Is our show for today, Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
Happy New Year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.